Chapter 3. Biology Affects Anxiety. I frequently joked with my kids during their growing up years that their teeth were their dad's fault. My family historically has good teeth. My mother didn't have cavities, and neither do my siblings or I. My husband was not so lucky. He passed this on to our children, to the point I used to joke with my teenage daughter that her mouth was worth more than my car, which it literally was. While my children's genetic code caused their teeth to form in ways that left them vulnerable to cavities, the food they ate and the ways in which they cared for their teeth also played a role in the health of their teeth. While brushing and flossing daily and avoiding sugary snacks didn't totally prevent cavities, it did impact how many they developed and how fast those cavities grew. The same is true with anxiety disorders. Many biological factors influence whether we will develop an anxiety disorder, some of which we understand and some of which we are just beginning to learn about. As with many illnesses, we can't accurately predict who will and who won't develop an anxiety disorder, just what factors seem to contribute to its development and what factors will help to effectively treat anxiety once it has developed. While we do not know exactly what causes some individuals to develop an anxiety disorder, we do know biological changes occur within the body when someone has an anxiety disorder. These changes often require medical intervention in order to effectively manage the disorder. Just like diabetes is a disorder created by a chemical imbalance within the body, there is a great deal of evidence that anxiety disorders also occur because of chemical imbalances within the body. When someone develops diabetes, it is important to look at what medications are needed to effectively treat the illness, as well as address issues within the individual's lifestyle, diet, and exercise, as these are also important components of effective treatment. The same is also true of an anxiety disorder. In this chapter, we will look at how heredity, chemical imbalances, age, and other medical conditions contribute to anxiety, and identify steps that can be taken to effectively treat the biological components of anxiety. Biological factors contributing to anxiety. Heredity. Sometimes a family system seems littered with individuals who have anxiety disorders, while at other times one individual within the family system has an anxiety disorder and no one else does. Unlike characteristics like eye color or illnesses like cystic fibrosis, there is no one gene we can clearly link to the development of an anxiety disorder. While this is true, it doesn't mean heredity plays no role. Sometimes anxiety disorders develop as a result of what is called multifactorial inheritance. Multifactorial inheritance refers to a combination of environmental factors and mutations within multiple genes that, together, seem to cause an illness or disease to develop. Multifactorial inheritance means no one gene has the power to determine whether a person develops an anxiety disorder. Instead, a number of small mutations in different genes create a susceptibility to the illness. When someone with this susceptibility encounters environmental factors that push up against this area of genetic weakness, the illness develops.